Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many people were surprised last week when two U.S. senators interrogated a presidential appointee about his views on eschatology. What happens when we die? The disputed issue had to do with whether Muslims will be condemned on the last day. And as a traditional evangelical Christian and not a universalist, he answered rightly. It is offensive for many. For us to say, as many of us said in the Athanasian Creed only yesterday morning, this is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. We are not spiritual masseurs whose job it is always to soothe your aches and pains. Sometimes we're more like first responders who rudely interrupt man's tranquility to snatch the perishing from a sinking ship. We don't always get to say what people want to hear, and people don't always get to hear what they want us to say. But this sort of thing should not surprise us. We know that this and much worse than this will happen and does happen in many parts of the world. The Lord Jesus said, when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Put not your trust in princes. Politicians come and go. Laws and policies change, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. Today is the commemoration of the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, from which we get the main text of the Nicene Creed. Bishops were present at the council who had been maimed and disfigured only years before by the same ruling authorities that now guided them to settle the Arian matter. Whether Constantine's conversion was ultimately good for the church is something people debate. But worldly governments twist and turn with the wind, but in season and out of season, the church confesses Jesus Christ as the only name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Make the best use of time, the apostle instructs us, to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, to be God's ministers of reconciliation, comforting sinners with the news of free forgiveness in Him. The church struggles in this age because, as the apostle observes, the days are evil. What Paul means is that the time in which we live, the fallen world as we experience it, is not the blissful paradise God created. In Ephesians 5, verse 14, the sentence just before our selected reading is really the piece that makes it all fall into place, I would say. It says, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." It's time to wake up and see that a new day has begun in Christ. St. Paul exhorts us to be wise and not to be foolish. Elsewhere, he makes quite the point that he did not present himself as wise. But here, wisdom is nothing other than the foolishness of the Christ on the cross. Paul also says that Christians are not to live like pagans who get drunk to induce religious experiences. Rather, they are to enjoy the ecstasy of the Spirit of God. The ironic association between being intoxicated and being filled with the Spirit can be seen also in the Pentecost story of Acts chapter 2, where the bystanders think that the apostles are drunk. Well, we know that it is only by the Spirit of God that we are in our right minds. And right-mindedness is often perceived by the world as lunacy. In a sense, we are glad to be fools for Christ. And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is, in fact, to be baptized and thus invited to the everlasting wedding banquet. Being filled with the Spirit has specific results, it says in Ephesians 5, namely singing, making melody, and giving thanks. These activities are not isolated, personal experiences, but community events. The effect of the Spirit is congregational worship. Though the days be evil, be of good cheer. Jesus Christ is our reconciliation. God is your friend, not your enemy. There has been a regime change, and you need to know it. The dragon has been defeated, the old ways are passing away, and all things are being made new. Oh, the fullness of this glorification is not here yet, but it's coming. The resurrection of Jesus is the guarantee. God is turning the world upside down to make it right side up again. The God of this age and the prince of this world is still causing troubles, but his days are numbered. For the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil. So I'm here to tell you, say farewell to the tyranny of cancer and death and madness. Say goodbye to rebellion and conflict and hate. Right now, the victory is hard to see. Our life is hidden with Christ in God, but it will be revealed. It all began when you were baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus and will be consummated on the day of the Lord, when the Spirit will raise you and glorify you, and the cords of death will entangle you no longer. In Jesus' name, amen.